Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the epistle lesson starting at verse 6. Yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away, but we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. And that is the text. And before we dig into this, just a little couple of somethings. First one from the internet. Okay? Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in a fruit salad. Philosophy is wondering whether that makes ketchup a smoothie. Thought you might enjoy that. Second one is from C.S. Lewis, from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, where at one point in the book there is this discussion that goes on about a deeper magic, or deeper things. Things built into the universe from the beginning. And that's a deliberate way of saying it from C.S. Lewis. Something built into the universe from the beginning. Human wisdom, human philosophy is us trying to figure out how the world is put together. And it ranges all the way from Socrates and Plato, who strangely enough believed in invisible forms and patterns that made everything else, to Confucius, off in China, who said it's all about the well-ordered society, to the Buddha, who said, well, none of it's really real anyway. To the Stoics of Greece, to the hedonists of Rome, to different kinds of political philosophies that tried to sort out how to govern people. Communism, capitalism, socialism, and on and on and on it all goes. And as I said back in November, these are not the kingdoms you are looking for. There is a different kingdom. And none of this is the wisdom that we need, because there is a different wisdom. And a little closer to home, I heard a preacher on the radio go on and on for, it was 20 minutes, 30 minutes. It was getting close to 40 minutes. And he was going on and on about morality and the Ten Commandments. And he failed. He failed because he did not mention Jesus. And Jesus is where all of the wisdom that we know about is all gathered together. We are called Christians. If a sermon does not tell about Jesus, if a sermon does not tell about the work of salvation, it does not deserve to be called a Christian sermon. Oh, and by the way, that rule in different forms comes from Billy Graham and the original Lutheran Hour speaker. So wisdom. In the wisdom that we know, the whole plan of salvation is bound up in the flesh and blood and person and work of Jesus. You see, we learn about sin by seeing his suffering. We learn about forgiveness by hearing his words from the cross. We learn about life through his resurrection. And let me detour here. Colossians chapter 1. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. By him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together, and he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. That just comes tumbling out of Paul, doesn't it? And earlier in the epistle reading, you may have noticed this, Paul said, I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. That is enough. So, the secret and hidden wisdom of God. Let your mind think back with me as far as we can possibly go. How far back? Garden of Eden. Let's go further back than that. Let's go back to when the first dust of the world is created, when God is saying, let there be light. Go just a bit further back than that, if you will. When God begins to pronounce the first words, so that the creation is just about to begin. Way back. And there is a Greek phrase that Paul uses in our text. I believe it is in verse 7, where he talks about a secret and hidden wisdom that was there before the ages. That's a very important phrase in the Greek language, because what the Greeks thought of was the age of this, the age of that, the age of the next thing. It means long periods of time measured out. And when Paul says, before the ages, he means before all of that. Before the creation. When there is only Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There's no angels there. Only God. And this is where Paul says there was this secret and hidden wisdom which God decreed before the ages. And so he is talking all the way back. He is talking before there was a before. And what does Paul say was the secret and hidden wisdom of God? Which God decreed before the ages for our glory. Some have talked about the plan of salvation as if God intended at first for Adam and Eve to never fall into sin, and when they fell into sin, it was time for a plan B. God's other plan, what to do with a humanity that fell into sin. That's not the language Paul uses. the plan of sending Jesus into the world, the plan of the cross, the plan of the dying and the rising, the plan that involved nails driven through hands and feet, the plan that involved the cry on that dark day, my God, why have you forsaken me? When was that plan formed? And Paul says, before the ages. That means a couple of things. It means that when God decided to create the universe and create mankind, when he had decided that he would speak and there would be light and he would speak and the earth would bring forth, that when he then on the sixth day would form the man from the dust of the ground and breathe into his nostrils the breath of life, and when that day he then took the rib and formed it into the woman, that when God decided to do all of that in the first deciding, he knew. He knew that Adam and Eve would wander off. He knew that our lives would involve sin, that we would come along and we would be fallen human creatures. He knew. He knew every one of the sins. He knew all of the lostness. He knew all of the doubts and the questioning. He knew all of the lack of faith. He knew all of that. And as he begins to make these plans for the creation of the world, at that time, before there is time, there is a plan that is put in place there within the Trinity, within the triune God, between the persons of the Trinity. Go forth, my son, the Father said, and free men from death's awful dread, from fear and condemnation. The wrath and stripes are hard to bear, but by your suffering they may share the fruit of your salvation. Yes, Father, yes, most willingly I'll do what you have asked me. My will conforms to your decree. So the plan is put in place. The plan for our glory. Glory through the cross, glory through salvation. And just to follow a few of the ways that it spins off into words and language, and so Jesus Christ is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last of this whole plan. And God is called He who was and is to come. The book of Revelation talks about Jesus as the Lamb slain from before the foundation of the world. The whole plan is in place. And it's in all eternity that God knew you. Follow that out a little bit more. And as you trace through your life, what are the events that bring you to a knowledge of salvation? When did God set in motion the things that would lead to those events? When did He plan those days, those hours, and the understanding, the flash of faith being created? When did He plan all that out? Kind of have to say, before the ages. He knew you. And is it a plan in the, it's a plan in the wisdom of God that spans through the thousands of years to have you come into being and hear about salvation and know that Jesus is your Savior. The plan is only halfway done because there's the whole future waiting to be ruled out, which involves Jesus coming and claiming us for his kingdom on the day of resurrection, and all of that eternity of celebrating and knowing that we are living with God forever. And then let's look at it. And you have to say, this plan that God made, writing the cross into every part of his creation, this is the pattern he put in place. It's where God calls us, where he calls all humanity, come to this cross to know Jesus, to know eternal life, to know salvation. And this is where we get right to the heart of it all. It is his choice that the entire creation, the entire kingdom of God, that all of those who know him, all who have received salvation, that every one of us have right at the heart of everything that is there. We have written into our hearts, this is the love of God. This is the love of God, the cross. This is the love of God, God himself taking our sins. This is the love of God that God decided to walk among us. This is the love of God that God decided to bear our burdens. This is the love of God. His individual knowing and calling you. This is the love of God. That's how God has decided to form the entire creation as he recreates it in Jesus Christ. So we hear Paul say that at the end, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You go back into the Old Testament, and you find Isaiah talking about, it's in Isaiah chapter 49, verses 15 and 16. Can a woman forget her nursing child? Oh, they may forget, but I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. You see there, the Old Testament, the words of the prophets. He's talking about engraved you on the palms of my hands. This is his eternal sign, his eternal wisdom, his eternal foundation for everything that is. In the hands of Jesus, our names carved into those palms of his hands through the marks of the nails. Now the test of wisdom is, does wisdom endure? Come along with any of the human philosophies, any of the human ways of dealing with things and ask, does that endure? Well, sometimes it does better. Other times it falls apart. And again, when every kingdom, every wisdom, every philosophy, every empire, every gathered pile of riches lies in ruin, scattered, dispersed, and destroyed, there is one wisdom one kingdom, one word, one Savior, one foundation that stands eternally. That is the wisdom of God in the cross of Jesus Christ. In His name, amen.